This afternoon in Studio A2, where I get to do one of my favorite things, talk to people who play music for a living, I'm visiting with the three sisters who call themselves Joseph. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so good to meet you. You guys are a delight to speak to.
Oh, you too.
I'm enjoying our chats about music. It's Allison, Megan, and Natalie who are performing tonight at the Fillmore opening for James Bay.
That's right.
Sold out show. Did you know it was sold out?
Oh, that's amazing. That's
so exciting.
That's amazing. It's a pretty big venue, too. Bigger than the last time you played in town. Apparently, it was the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Yes, it was.
And a not full room. So,
lots of plants.
It's going to be a few more people there this time.
Can't wait.
I'm loving this new album, and I want to hear few songs from it. So what would we like to start with?
We're going to play a song called SOS Overboard.
All right. This is Joseph in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
You don't see me. My eyes are closed, and I swear you can't see me. I want you close, but my arms are holding you back. I'll wait for you, but hold my eyes shut. You don't see me, but come here close till my hands don't pull off the blinds. Look me in the eyes. I know there's something. Ooh, I know there's something. Lately I'm haunted. Ooh, these shadows here, screaming underwater. S.O.S. Hear me calling. S.O.S. Did it to myself. Now I need your help. Alone and overboard, yelling S.O.S. My hands are shaking. Nobody's been.
In Studio A2 with Joseph, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. I'm Alone, No You're Not, the name of the newest record, the second from the trio, and one that you can pick up tonight at the Fillmore in Detroit if you're going. I'm sure you have a few available at the merch area.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we will.
And it is a fantastic piece of work. I've been spending a couple of weeks with it, just driving it around in my car, popping out occasionally so I don't get, too familiar.
And then,
okay, again, more. One thing I really like about it is a lot of sing-alongs. Like, I was trying not to sing along to that song. Standing back over here and like, don't sing. They don't want to hear me. No, don't do it. But there, I mean, it's a lot like that. There's a lot of songs that you just want to sing along to. And I think
that's
partly because we've got Sister Harmony going
on. Totally. There's already three people singing, so you might as well.
Join in the chorus. I guess I want to address that, because I have a hypothesis about why family harmony is so good. But I'd like to know what you think.
Oh, yeah.
Why is family harmony so good?
I think part of it, well, definitely that we have the same gene makeup of vocal cords, especially Allie and I. Megan and Allie, the two of us are twins.
Yeah.
And so I think we're identical. We're not sure, but I think. And so that would make us have, like, identical vocal cords almost. And then The dialect. Yeah.
Yeah, just growing up in the same place and having similar experiences and everything. It's all that.
And that's what I had pegged
it. We say words the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I had this conversation with somebody else, and I can't remember who it was, but another sisters or brothers or whatever it was, it was that you've heard each other talk all your life. You've been in the same environment all your life.
Yep.
You
must,
you can anticipate those harmonies.
Exactly.
So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like it was originally Natalie's solo project that was going okay. Tell me what happened to make it a little different for you. Why did you decide to derail solo?
Well, I think that when you're making stuff, the first step is to make something like the thing that you like, you know? And I was really just copying for a long time, and it was good. I enjoyed it a lot, but it was, it wasn't its own thing. And I had a friend kind of call me out and say, you don't seem to even be really inspired by your own music. Like, do you even believe in it? And he was right. I was just kind of like, oh, I hope someone likes this nice little pop song I made, you know?
I like that he was like, you should want to run your music into people's hands.
Yeah, you should be, you should be so excited about it that,
that makes sense.
He was like, why would you make art that you didn't think anyone needed?
Yep.
So, he was like, what do you need to do to be compelled by your own art? And I had the idea to invite Megan and Allie, so. The rest is history.
prior to that, though, you hadn't been singing together at home. It wasn't a thing your family did around the campfire. I'm just making scenarios here.
No.
And it just works really, really well. You got lucky in that.
I had no idea. If I had known, I would have started it way sooner.
Well, things are going very well, as we were talking kind of off air. The first album got enough attention that ATO Records decided that you were worthy of a contract. And then since then, there's been some pretty cool tours, whether small venues, but now opening for like Michael Kiwanuka and James Bay and whoever else you've opened for. Tell me one of your favorite stories from the road.
Oh my gosh, favorite stories. It's just been amazing to travel with James and the crew. They're really, I don't know, when you get to that level of being of fame, honestly, because it is fame for them. I kind of expected them to be more reserved and more protective and everything, but they've just welcomed us with open arms and taught us so much. And I'm trying to think of like any specific anecdote.
I thought it was last night, actually, it was really cute because there was this guy in the audience who was just during James's set, who just was so pumped to be there and was just
front and center.
He was front and center and like. Yeah, it was just, like, so fun because he was having such a nice time. And we were watching him from side stage, like, the whole time. And then when we came back to the
green room, when they got
off stage, I think Natalie was like, oh, my gosh, did you guys see that guy? And James was like, yeah, that literally has made my night, and I want to give him a hug. And James, like, never does that. And so he was just like, that was the best thing. Like, he was giving more than even, like, we had ever given kind of a thing, which I thought was, like, so cool. And then
so with like six security guards, he jumped down and
he jumped down into the crowd and gave the guy a hug. And
it was really
special.
It was so special. Yeah. When an audience gives you back something like that, it's
And then for James to like notice and be like,
that matters.
Yeah, that matters. It was cool.
Detroit audiences are pretty good. I think you'll have a good time tonight.
Cool.
Pretty loving. So
good.
All right. Well, I looked at the credits of the record to find out who was doing most of the songwriting, and there isn't really a majority. It's like everybody's sharing. So tell me about the next song you're going to play. Who wrote it and what's it about?
Yeah. So the next song we're going to play is called I Don't Mind. And Megan, began writing it. I had the first verse. And then we co-wrote it with our friend Andrew Stonestreet, who actually produced our first album.
He's like the invisible fourth member of our band.
You'll see his name on like everything. Andrew Stonestreet. Yeah.
So wondering who he was actually.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like our brother.
Yeah. So basically, the song is it's just about sadness, basically. And for a while, I guess I was saying it shows that like this was a song that I wanted. Someone to say to me about my own sadness. And then it just like hit me the other day. I just was like, I just think that I need to be able to say this to myself first before I could ever like receive it even from anyone else. So yeah, this is called I Don't Mind.
I see you getting sad. I feel it running through your blood. Let it run like water out of mud. You think you're great. sadness aloud and throw it up against the wall. See what stays and go and put it on. It keeps you
That is beautiful. Joseph in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. I Don't Mind is a track you'll find on I'm Alone. No, You're Not. And it's a fantastic record. I just mentioned a bit ago, I've been playing it over and over in the car, and it stands up well to repeated listenings. The only problem I have with it, it's too short.
It's short. It's only like 30-something minutes.
I noticed that. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm back to track one again. Okay, yeah, well, there we go. Start over.
Yeah. We have a deluxe edition coming at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to pick that up.
That's two
bonus tracks. Yeah, we just talked about the whole bonus track thing a minute ago.
I know.
So did you also write the lyrics to Honest? Because that seems like it's from the
Honest
same...
Honest is like almost entirely other than like one line mine.
Wow.
Yeah, me, Megan.
Yeah, there are three.
It's so funny. That song is like, I just wasn't even intending to write a song when I wrote that. I just was like spilling just like every... I almost didn't change any of the words from the first time I wrote them down. Because I just was writing exactly what I was thinking
in
my head. I was just writing in my journal, and then I was like, maybe I should put a melody to that. Maybe.
And just because people don't necessarily have the album, I want to identify Honest as the one that also includes the title of the album.
Yep, exactly.
I'm
exactly.
Alone,
yep.
You're Not, which made me think, what's going on here? This sounds like a situation that needs a little explanation. So afterwards, it was told to me by Ingrid Michaelson that I gave really good hugs last time she was here.
That
was a long time ago. So I offer you a hug because you sound like you might need that.
I love that. Thank you. Okay. Everyone needs a hug.
Everyone
always.
Needs a hug.
Everyone does. Yeah. Thank
so this
you.
Is this is a really fantastic record, as I mentioned, and you can see the band perform tonight at the Fillmore with James Bay if you have your tickets, because there
it's,
are
no
more.
Ah, yes.
Although there's always ways, you know, your
stamp
and your things like
there
that.
Is.
Because I'm sure most people are wondering, I'm going to tell them, because you probably answered the question way too many times. Joseph is a nearby city to where you live, and also Joe is your grandfather.
Of course, amazing.
I had guessed that it might have been Dad's name before I looked it up. I'm like, where does Joseph come from? Because a trio named Joseph, the confusing thing also becomes trying to find it online unless you put in the band.
If you Google just Joseph now, it does come up.
All right.
I'm not kidding.
You're trending.
Apparently. I don't know.
Arrival.
One of the things your website did for me was have a whole bunch of questions that I might have asked and already had the answers, which I thought, well, that's not fair. But I did want to ask about your dream places. Have you played any of your dream places?
Oh, my gosh. I just played at the Ryman. So many. The Ryman Radio City Music Hall. We played Red Rocks.
That's all because of wonderful bands like James Bay and
Amos
Lee.
Amos Lee. David Gray. Taking us out as support acts. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's insane. Now our dream is to headline all of those places. But
yeah, exactly.
You have to replace the dream with something else.
Exactly. That's what we've done. Now we played the Ryman. Now we need to headline the Ryman.
Yeah. But we have smaller rooms that we just we just did a West Coast headlining run and played bigger rooms than we have our entire career.
Yeah,
and we
just sold. Amazing. We sold the Troubadour in LA. That was
special. Yeah, we sold the Troubadour out. And then this venue in Portland called the Wonder Ballroom.
Yeah, that huge moments for us.
Yeah, huge moments. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
And I was also looking at some of your favorite bands and influences, and I'm not really hearing any of those in what
I'm hearing
with their
stuff.
I think
I maybe need to change
that. I know. It's all over the place. Yeah. It's hard to say what influences you, you know?
I think our influences are much broader than what we say. That's just mostly what we grew up listening to.
Right.
If you're reading about Rascal Flatts.
No, I think
he's
reading
our
current favorites on the website.
Our current favorites? Yeah.
I think they're right here. I don't necessarily want to read them out, but you have Bear's Den and Death Cab for Cutie and Carol King.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
I mean, I don't really hear any of those things.
Well,
maybe a little Bear's Den, but anyway.
Yeah,
I love Bear's Den.
Speaking of dreams, as we were a moment ago, I wake up last couple of weeks, and the first thing I hear in my head is, your yelling's getting louder. Keep it down now. I'm like, okay, I'm awake. it's the catchy beginning of the song that we've been playing the heck out of, and we love the song.
Thank you
for that.
So much, yeah.
Wouldn't mind if you did it right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Lie
about. This song is called White Flag, and it's about saying no to the things that are scaring you.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four. Talk going round this town. Keep it down now. Keep it down now. Noise is closing in from all sides, warning all the ways to die. They say you better give up, you better give up. I'll be an army, no, you're not gonna stop me getting through. I'll sing a marching song and stomp through. I could surrender, but I'd just be pretending. No, I'd rather be dead than live a lie. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag. Whisper, move the air. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Sometimes it's all I've got. Closing in from all sides, warning all the ways to die. They say you better give up, you better give up. I say I'll never give up, I'll never give up. I'll be an army, no, you're not gonna stop me getting through. I'll sing a marching song and stomp through the halls louder than I could surrender, but I'd just be pretending. No, I'd rather be dead than live a lie. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag!
I'm such a lucky man. How many guys get to say they have their earworms sung to them by three beautiful women in a room all alone? That was incredible.
I love that. Thanks, John.
Joseph in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. I hope you guys like that song because you're going to be playing it for a few years.
Yeah,
because it's one of those things I don't think is going to fade out. Allison, Megan, and Natalie, the three sisters who make up Joseph, will be at the Fillmore tonight if you're there for the James Bay Show. Get there early enough to go on. What time do you guys go on so people don't miss
eight.
That?
Oh, I think eight, yeah.
Eight, okay. What a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for sharing your talents with us this morning, or afternoon, excuse me, in studio.
Thanks.
Look forward to what's next in that deluxe edition, and we'll go back to music in just a couple of minutes on 107.1.